This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group. The South Australian Repeater Group mission statement is to support amateur radio clubs, their members, and all amateurs with the evolving, changing technology that is occurring within amateur radio, and to assist wherever it can for the benefit and development of amateur radio. Some fantastic news is that the South Australian Repeater Group is currently holding a raffle for a Helltec T1 mesh mode device that is capable of running MeshCore or MeshTastic. The ticket price for entry is $5, and tickets are available online as a direct deposit, and banking details can be found on our Facebook page, and members should also receive an email with these details. The raffle is open to all amateur radio operators across Adelaide, and you do not need to be a member of SARG to enter, as it is open to everyone, so good luck on your entry. Some further exciting news is that the VK5 RSC 70cm repeater that is hosted by the South Coast Amateur Radio Club down at Wollunga Hill has had a transformation, and the repeater is capable of digital C4FM and WiseX now. The frequency of the repeater are 439.825 MHz with an input frequency of 434.825 MHz and requires a CTSE tone of 91.5. The repeater is giving great WiseX coverage across the southern region and the Adelaide Plains, and thanks goes out to the South Coast Amateur Radio Club for getting the repeater up and running again in WiseX. South Australian Repeater Group is currently planning for another social get-together luncheon in September for its members and other interested amateur radio operators, so stay tuned for further details that will be provided in the near future, as we plan to hold quarterly social get-togethers and group meetings. In September, the joint AHARS and SARG MeshCore repeater located at Blair is gaining a full upgrade, which will assist greatly with the coverage across the Adelaide Plains. The South Australian Repeater Group hosts a RadioNet on Wednesday evenings at 2100 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and the net is conducted on a weekly basis and will be hosted by a group of operators within the group. We would love to hear you all up on the net this coming Wednesday, the 19th of August at 2100 hours, and you don't need to be a member of the group to participate, as everyone with an amateur radio licence is welcome to come up and participate in the net. The executive members of the group are continuing on developing and creating an exciting and informative web page for the group, which now is online and can be found at the web address sarg.au. Have a look at the page, and I say again, the address is sarg.au. You can also follow the South Australian Repeater Group on our Facebook page, which contains lots of exciting news, announcements and activities, and information becoming a member, along with the online membership registration form if you become a member if you wish to. The South Australian Repeater Group has a growing membership and now has over 65 members, and it's pleasing that so many amateur radio operators are wanting to be involved in this dynamic group and moving forward with technology in amateur radio. On that note, folks, keep your eyes and ears open for upcoming news and events, and we're looking forward to you becoming a member of the South Australian Repeater Group. Stay tuned for further announcements. We also wish to thank our corporate sponsors for supporting us, along with the greater amateur radio community for their assistance in supporting the South Australian Repeater Group. This has been David, VK5 LSB, on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group, looking forward to chatting to you all on the SARGnet on Wednesday evenings on the Link Repeater Network at 2100 hours local time. 73 all, and stay safe.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Howdy doody, everyone. It's Les, VK5KLD, here again, and I've got this week's Northeast Radio Club news. Now, there's some practical building events planned for Saturday the 26th of September and for Friday the 9th of October at the Northeast Radio Club. So look up the flyer on the website and choose a kit that you would like to build, and place your order at the Saturday Arvo meeting on Saturday the 22nd of August. And speaking of the Saturday meeting on the 22nd of August at the Smart Road Hall, get there at 1:15 p.m. for a 1:30 p.m. start, when Arno VK5ZAR will be showing us how to tie knots effectively. So come along and learn some new skills. As usual, tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. Well, that's it for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week, I mentioned the topics that were covered at our August activity night. I neglected to mention that prior to his presentation on designing antennas, John, VK5DJ, gave a small talk on a project that he and several other club members have quietly been working on for some time. As you may be aware, our repeater site at the Bluff is solar powered. When we had an extended period of very little sunlight a few weeks ago, our club president Nick, BK5NJS, had to make numerous trips to the site to switch a battery charger on, as the battery was dying because of the load placed on it, particularly from our C4FM repeater, which was triggered on by users from well outside our area using our system at night, and the solar system was unable to charge up well enough for the system to be in balance. A number of other networks around the country also experienced the same problem, including some commercial systems. This caused a bit of head-scratching among our gurus, and a cunning plan started to take shape. John, VK5DJ, with assistance from other members with specialised skill sets, namely Maxwell, VK5AC, Norbert, VK5MQ, and Nick, VK5NJS, began to experiment with finding a solution to the problem using a Raspberry Pi and his considerable programming skills to find a solution to this problem. After some time, a device evolved that should go a very long way to helping avoid any problems with batteries in the foreseeable future. The device itself connects to the internet, of course it is all password protected, and it allows for remote monitoring. The system allows monitoring of the battery volts, battery current, load volts and current, and also the temperature and humidity inside the building. These statistics can be shown in alphanumeric or graph form and in real time. From this, it can be seen what devices are in use and the at-rest statistics, which is a massive help in keeping the system in the best possible shape, and any hiccups in the system can be spotted very quickly. At this point, the device is working very well, and we thank John and the team for the effort that has gone into this project. If any clubs out there might be interested in this project, John is more than happy to share any information on duplicating the system. He can be contacted via email at john@vk5dj.com. Again, john@vk5dj.com. That's DJ as in Delta Juliet. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Serge.
And now from Wison, South Australia.
Hi, this is Adam of VK5GA for Wison, South Australia. Wison SA is in the final stages of production for the Rally Barossa Information Guide, which will be emailed out to all Wison SA volunteers for the rally later today or tonight. So keep an eye out in your inbox. There will be a couple of online meetings to go through the information guide, with time to ask any questions about the rally. These meetings will be occurring in the next week and one the following week, a few days prior to the rally. We're still looking for more volunteers for the Barossa Rally on Saturday 29th of August. This is a full day event with day stages and night stages. If you are able to provide any assistance and have a preference for either night or day stages, please ensure you provide this information in the registration process. To register, please go to the website rallybarossa.com.au and scroll down the page and select Register Now button and fill out the form. If you have issues with registering, you can email me on rally@sa.wison.org.au. Upcoming events calendar. 16th, 17th and 18th of October, Adelaide Rally. To volunteer for this rally, go to www.adelaiderally.com.au/volunteers and scroll down the page and complete the form. If you have any issues with registering, please contact me directly via rally@sa.wison.org.au. As per usual, if you are interested in becoming a member of Wison SA, please contact the secretary on secretary@sa.wison.org.au. If you wish to read any of the information provided in this broadcast, it will be posted on the Wison SA Facebook group and vk5.au forum with all the hyperlinks if you wish to volunteer for any of the rallies. Or you can contact myself via rally@sa.wison.org.au for more information on any of the rally's support. Cheers from Adam, VK5GA, on behalf of Wison South Australia.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Firstly, we have a reminder about our next general meeting, which will be held next Friday, August the 21st, 2026. This meeting is our annual general meeting, and with the retirement of our president, we are looking for some new committee members to join the team. Thanks must also go to Jared, VK5ZQV, who's stepping down from the president's role after 3 years. If you feel like you would like to become involved in steering AREG into the future, please consider nominating for the committee. The meeting will be held at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court in Fulham. Doors will open at 7 p.m. and the AGM will start at 7:30. A guest presenter will follow immediately after. For members who do not live in Adelaide, remember the meeting will be live streamed via Zoom. Now, at our AGM, we will also have a special presentation planned. Derek, VK5TCP, has been developing a community-provided distributed receiver network he calls Kestrel for monitoring aviation, maritime, and amateur radio traffic, built from an operator's perspective. What is unique about this is that he's designed it so that anyone with an SDR and an antenna can join in and contribute their own receivers to the system. Derek will give us a demonstration of the capabilities that he's developed and talk about some of the advanced features and strategies being considered as part of the project. By way of example, the current system is integrating air traffic control receive audio with air traffic ADS-B beacon reception to provide a very interactive display. He is also looking at integrating AIS, additional AM, FM and SSB amateur receivers, mesh-tastic, mesh core, scanners, remote switching and much, much more in the future. He continues to develop and expand the platform and is looking for others to use it and contribute if you can. This will be a fascinating look at what can be done with SDR technology today and is one not to be missed. In other news, AREG is also planning its next Horus high-altitude balloon flight. The plan is to lift off on Sunday, August the 30th at 10 a.m. from the Mount Barker School Oval. This flight is very much amateur radio focused, with AREG including in the payloads our FM crossband repeater, which receives on 145.075 MHz and transmits back to the ground on 438.975 MHz, much like a LEO satellite. You will need to transmit a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone to access the repeater. You should also listen for net control VK5ARG via the repeater during the flight for instructions for when to make a call. We are hoping, as always, that the balloon will travel far enough east that communications may be possible between Melbourne and Adelaide. So if you live in VK3, take a set of higher gain antennas, get somewhere you can see the western horizon and give it a try. We're also looking for stations to receive the WENET image payload on 443.5 and take part in the distributed receive network for that system so we can collect the pictures as best as possible in real time. We're also going to make a second attempt at flying a mesh core repeater. Details of the mesh core system being proposed are available on the AREG website. Finally, we'll have our usual Horus binary telemetry transmissions on 434.2 and 434.21, which you're welcome to monitor. We'd love to see people helping collect the telemetry and relay it to the internet for us. Every receiver we have participating improves the reliability of the link, so this is your chance to get involved and contribute directly to Project Horus. So once again, a reminder, look for Project Horus to fly next Sunday, August the 30th at 10 a.m. Should the weather not be favourable, we have a backup date planned 2 weeks later. Finally, a quick reminder that the next fox hunt for AREG isn't far away either. It will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 5th of September, once more from the northwestern end of Lefevre Road, North Adelaide, in the North Parklands. Everyone is welcome, and we have loan equipment available for those who want to learn more. So that's all for this week, and remember, radio is magic. 73 from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.